This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats ruin everything. There's hardly anything they touch that you look at it and go, yeah, I don't care about it anymore. I don't care about Pulitzer Prizes. I mentioned this earlier. I used to. I don't care about any awards. I don't care about Nobel Peace Prizes. If you tell me he's a Nobel laureate, who cares? He won this award, the Edward R. Murrow Journalism Award. Who cares? It isn't like they want it on meritocracy. They want it on, you know, whose butt you kissed. Whose story did you tell that we sanctioned as being okay? What lie did you tell? You know that the New York Times people won Pulitzer Prizes for the reporting on the Russian collusion, and it was all bunk. It was completely bunk. Information, lies on top of lies. I mean, if you want to know who can tell the best stories, well, let me get in line for my Pulitzer, because I can tell you some really good ones. I can make them up as good as anybody. Let's make up some stories. It's not that difficult. Brian Williams does it. Get him a Pulitzer or an Edward R. Murrow or whatever. There's an award for everything for the Democrats, the leftists. And they don't give it to the people who do the best work. They give it to the people who kiss the most butt. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So they've got this January 6th commission that they want to establish. It's been established by the Democrats. And it's a farce. Somebody just got sentenced to prison over it. First person. They can't connect them to any particular crime, but the person's going to serve 8 months in prison. And the report was, and they wanted them to serve even more. For what? For this trumped up story that, you know, it was a capital surge, and they built the Fort Apache, Fort Pelosi, they called it, Fort Pelosi, and brought in the National Guard, thousands of troops. And then it just went away. Oh, and what? Suddenly nobody wants to crash the Capitol anymore, huh? It's safe. A contrived narrative. And we go along with it. So now we're hearing about January 6th. Hardly any pushback. Even Republicans, Nikki Haley and others. It was a terrible thing that happened on January 6th. January 6th, January 6th. What happened on January 6th is a terrible thing. That the Democrats orchestrated a lie in order to make it appear as though they're the victims of something. The victims of what? The victims of stealing your money? The victims of stealing your election? They're the victims of nothing. But now we got to look into it. And so I saw a story. The Republicans have to put people on these committees because, you know, Pelosi's in charge and she's going to run her circus. So they got to put people in there. And Kevin McCarthy has made the people that he's going to put on there. And I said, I hope that they send only comedians and smart butts. And I cleaned it up. But I want them to send the funniest people. I would want Marjorie Taylor Greene on there. You know, somebody's just going to push back. Just going to go, did you just hear the bunch of nonsense that that person just said about this or that? And I want them to have absolute data, pictures, everything to show the lies that were told. This should not be considered a serious inquiry. But see, the problem is we're going to treat it that way. I want people who just make fun of the idiocy of the committee, the idiocy of the people that form the committee, the Democratic leadership, the idiocy of the narrative, the complete narrative that conservatives have done anything close to this. Then I want them to bring up BLM and Antifa. I want them to bring up defund the police crowd and show what's going on in these cities and say, are you kidding me? These people were looting and rioting, etc. Where's the commission on BLM? Where's the commission on Antifa? Where's the commission on the people funding them? How about we get to the bottom of that? What are we studying here? I want, I'll tell you who's on the committee here in a second, but I want the people on this committee to make the Democrats answer questions that we want answered. If you follow the guidelines of this committee, who cares? I don't really care. Oh, well, we're going to find out January 6th. Whatever. No, I'm going to find out all the things that you don't want to talk about. I'm going to bring up everything that is your dirty laundry. Hopefully by then we have audit numbers. We'll have all kinds of stuff. And Jim Jordan, because he's one of the people there, here's what he wants. He wants Jim Banks, Jim Jordan, Illinois Rep. Rodney Davis, North Dakota Rep. Kelly Armstrong, and Texas Rep. Troy Nels. Now, keep in mind, these things, these committees have a tendency to make stars, if you will, out of the people that are on them. I don't know most of these people. I do know Jim Jordan. But if it makes stars out of them and we now have more people that we can put in front of people, congratulations to us. But I'm going to tell you, this is, I want us to look at these as opportunities to spin them on the Democrats. And where's our strategy team? This is my argument with most of what goes on with these Republicans is they don't put enough effort together to say to everybody, let's figure out how to make the Democrats never want to do something like this again. Let's take all their dirty laundry and let's air it out for the world to see and do it in such a way and run it through our media filters. Don't worry about what gets tweeted. Worry about what gets put out on our stuff. Let's do that to where Nancy Pelosi and those people never, ever want to bother us again. So this committee was established by Pelosi. She announced it in late June. They approved the resolution to form the committee after Senate Republicans killed a bipartisan commission. I credit the Senate Republicans for saying, you know what, we're not studying this stuff. There's nothing to study. This is, yet again, another one of these ruses, these farces, to propagate a narrative, a fake narrative, that Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call us, we're the ones out there doing things. They know it's not true. But I say if you're going to bring the fight, then get ready to fight. Like I tell people all the time, you don't have to pick a fight to get in a fight. Believe me, I've never picked a fight, but I've had a lot of them. But if you're going to show up, if the fight gets picked, how about you really get there and show what you're capable of doing? On that note, short break, and we'll bring the fight back to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have lots of issues, and that's why they have to be, they rule with an iron fist. They can't let up on anything, because the minute they do, the cream's going to rise to the top. And by the way, it's rising anyway. There's nothing they can do to keep a lid on anything that's going on, any of their crooked nature. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks, and you can take advantage of a lot of the things that we offer. For example, if you have recurring medical costs for your prescription drugs of anything around $100 to $200 or more, for a flat fee of $60, we have a service that will gather up all your meds, ship them to you, and the likelihood is you'll get them for just that. In other words, no cost. Forget whatever you're paying now, you pay that flat fee of $60. And that'll be it. So if you're paying $200, it'll save you $140. Now, not a guarantee that you're going to get, because some drugs cost a lot more. If you're paying $2,000 for drugs, you might end up paying $400 for those plus the $60. But you're going to end up saving a lot of money if you take a look at this. And this is not a commercial where, you know, my team's making a fortune by telling you to do this. This is what we use. My editor uses. My family uses, my father-in-law, we use it. We're saving a lot of money. So I suggest you take a look. thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And for those of you who are true supporters, go visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Look at our merchandise shop. We got some amazing stuff in there. And buy it. It's our branded work. It's stuff that comes out of my head. And they put it onto t-shirts and mugs and whatever else. And if you want to show a little support for us, we love it. I'd love to see you wear it. And here's what we'd also like you to do. Send us a picture so we can post them and let people know. These are the people out there wearing our stuff. So I'm talking about all these issues that the Democrats have. Major issues. In fact, if I made a list of them and I just took one of them, I could do an entire show on them. Now, that show might be a little boring for me because I'm not a one-topic show, as some shows are. But if I took just a piece of something and said, let's look at the economy, I could give you undoubted, unchallenged truth about how bad this economy is. Unchallenged. I would take any economist, I would whoop their head, and I don't even have to know, you know, all the factors and, oh, Kevin, on these many basis points and all that. I don't need all that information. I just go with basic stuff. For example, inflation rose in the United States by 5.4% last year. This is new data from the Department of Labor. The consumer price index rose almost 1% since May. Get this, in the most dramatic one-month increase since 2008. And that was in the era of baby black Jesus. Glory. Core inflation, which, by the way, factors out food and energy cost, has risen year over year by 4.5%. Throw in food and energy, and you got inflation probably in the 7 to 8% range. Because let me tell you, food is costly. I went to the grocery store looking at steaks. You expect a steak to cost a lot. Look, a steak in a restaurant might cost you, say, at a decent restaurant, might cost you $50 for, a ribeye or something like that. Right now, if you go buy a decent-sized ribeye, the steak, uncooked, unprepared in the restaurant, I'm talking like an inch and a half thick ribeye, is $40. Uncooked. Okay. So in other words, you go to a restaurant now that you used to get your ribeye for $50, maybe $60, don't be shocked if it's $120. Food prices, they take that out. And still inflation is through the roof. What do you use every day? Food and fuel. Let's take that out so we don't want people alarmed at what the real inflation rate is. You know what food and fuel was doing in the time of Trump? It was going down. Deflation. Have you looked at the price of gasoline? Oh, or are you all on electric cars, Californicators? Because if you are in California and you're on your electric car, how's that charging going? How Gavin Newsom having to let you charge up now and asking most of you, please charge in waves so we don't all bring the grid down and end up in a blackout? That's where we are. Anyway, they said economists surveyed by Dow Jones predicted a 5% increase in the consumer price index, marking another recent instance of inflation data significantly exceeding predictions. Here's what the Wall Street Journal reported. Consumers are seeing prices rise for numerous reasons as the U.S. economic recovery picks up. What recovery? We paid $6 trillion so that we could mask this ruse and let this big theft that occurred and cover up this big coup that occurred with Trump. And everybody wants to pretend that the economy is kicking in. Whoa, look at us. We're kicking in. We don't have $6 trillion of renewed effectiveness in the economy. In other words, we didn't earn that. Somebody just printed money and said, go pay for this. They said, this chief economist of Regions Financial said the main driver of June inflation was booming demand that outpaced the ability of businesses to keep up. Demand for what? Vaccines that don't work? Another factor, he said, in the recovery is prices for air travel, hotels, rental car, entertainment, and recreation. All services hit hard by the Wu flu. Let me tell you something. This is the problem for the Democrats right now. They cannot try this again. They cannot shut this economy down again, because if they do, it won't recover. It won't. If they go asking for more money for Wu flu when people are going, wait a minute, you're shutting us down when this Delta variant is no big deal. By the way, where's that little fraud leprechaun Fauci? Where's he? He's still trying to sell snake oil. It's not selling. And this economic recovery that's led to the biggest inflation numbers we've seen in decades, it's not close to being over. This is what I told people. I warned the Democrats. I said, you can play these games with Trump and Russia and Ukraine and China and whatever, and you can ignore Hunter Biden and all these other things. But what you're not going to ignore, you're not going to ignore when people start getting hit in their pocketbooks directly. See, they can ignore the noise of Trump and Russia and all that other stuff. But when they're paying twice as much for food, twice as much for fuel, and these services are going up, the things that they're used to seeing are all going up, not just incrementally. I'm talking about 15, 20, 30%. Now you got people going, wait a minute, I'm not doing better. So the Democrats have worked themselves into a corner, and they got no boogeyman this time. You can't blame Trump. You can't blame conservatives. Blame Joey Demento.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pulling all five Republicans off the Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected Republican Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan as picks to serve on the committee. McCarthy saying this represents an egregious abuse of power and will damage this institution. McCarthy adding Pelosi must reverse course in order for any Republicans to serve on the committee. As more and more states and cities across the country consider mask mandates, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there will not be another mask mandate in Texas.
We're past the time of government mandates. We're into the time for personal responsibility.
Abbott telling reporters in Houston people need to be personally responsible when it comes to coronavirus and get vaccinated. USA Radio News. President Biden is preparing to answer questions about coronavirus in tonight's CNN town hall. He says everyone needs to stay vigilant as the Delta variant spreads faster. As coronavirus cases increase across the country, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reminds everyone,
in areas where vaccine coverage is low, cases and hospitalizations are starting to climb again. The message from CDC remains clear. The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool. The overwhelming majority of deaths from COVID-19 are now occurring in unvaccinated people.
Voters in Detroit are one step closer to weighing in on a bill to pay reparations to black residents. The city council approving a resolution on Tuesday to put a question about reparations on the November ballot. The council leader who introduced the bill says it's for repairing damages and making amends for racist practices of the past. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The vaccine problem is not going to be solved by people calling Fauci a hack or people calling right-wing talk show hosts some kind of, I don't know what they were calling them, but attacking them for raising questions about the vaccine. You've got to go to people where they are. Now, what I also think is interesting about this whole controversy, it's a big debate happening without Donald Trump. Donald Trump is proud of what he did to get the vaccines online fast. For a lot of his supporters don't want to take them. He's had the vaccine. He's talked in favor of it. So I think this is kind of interesting. This is a big polarized debate, and it's missing an element that has been present in almost every polarized debate in the last 5 years.
Well, I want to just really quickly. This is one of the examples that you see. People make it out like it's Republicans who don't want to take the vaccine. In fact, 61% of the people who are hesitant about vaccines are not Republican.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I bet you didn't know that. 61% of the people who don't want to take this shot are not us. Pretty shocking statistic. By the way, I saw this stat. Where do we have that? Did you guys give me notes on that? I know we have notes on this. Because I remember reading through something my guys gave me, my producers gave me. And it said the majority of people who don't want to get this shot are youth, blacks, and Latinos. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And did you hear the part where Maura, what's her name, the lefty, that talked before Rona McDaniel, who talked about the 61%? She said, you know, people are coming down on Fauci and they're calling him a hack. That's not going to help. Yes, it is. Fauci is a hack. And the more you say it, the more you tell people, the more you explain that this guy was nothing more than a media, you know, call girl, let's call him that, and who wanted his day in the sun. And he got it. And now it's backfiring on him. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. What a turn of events. And we talked earlier in the broadcast about the left turning on themselves. L.A. County Sheriff Villanueva saying, I'm not enforcing this. De Blasio going against his own director of health saying, nope, we're not going back to mask mandates. Now, in De Blasio's case, he wants shots. But Villanueva in Los Angeles, he's saying, look, there's herd immunity. People who've already had this, also, they've proven that the masks aren't doing anything. I'm not going to go back to this. I'm not enforcing this. It goes against CDC guidelines, etc. It goes against common sense, by the way. I love it. We are making headway. And the biggest thing that we're starting to do is we're starting to demonize the vaxxers. the people who are trying to get you. Look, if you want to get a shot, I've said this all along. It's like being a vegan. If you want to be a vegan, I don't really care. But don't get mad at me because I eat meat. See, that's what the vaxxers are doing. They're like, well, we got the shot. You should get the shot. No, you got the shot because you're scared. You think that the shot is going to protect you. If that's what you need to feel protected, go for it. But don't come and legislate me. That's what always ends up pissing me off. I don't know about you, but I think it does. I think I speak for many of you. If your lifestyle is such that it's crazy and you can't get a job or whatever, don't blame me. Don't become a special interest group. Oh, man, I got tattoos all over my face. Nobody wants to hire me. They need to make a special rent. I don't have to do anything for you. Nothing special. Anyway, I want to go into this exchange between Rand Paul and Fauci, because Rand Paul called Fauci a liar. He gave him a chance to take his comments back. And Fauci doesn't do it. But I love that Rand Paul got under his skin. And this is not the first time, and it won't be the last. And Rand Paul is alluding to Fauci splitting hairs, being the perfect politician and wanting to split hairs. And so he's calling him out. And this is part of the thing. This is why I talked about the January Commission, and why you have to have these types of people who are willing to take the narrative away from what they want to talk about. You know, the safety of the virus, and we should all get it. And, you know, and because Fauci's full of talking points. He's not full of 1 ounce of actual data. If you are a scientist like I am, and you listen to people's words, you could pick him apart so cleanly. He always uses things that get him out. We call it wiggle room in his terminology. Almost everybody, if you say almost everybody, what does that mean? Does that mean 80% or does that mean 51%? Because as long as you have a plurality, you can use almost everybody. So, you know, 51 to 99, and that works. And then is it really real? Well, most of the data that we've gathered so far, he won't tell you the definitive stuff. He will only pick and choose what he wants to say. That's how they use the wiggle room. That's how Hillary Clinton got out of her little thing with Comey. We're sick of it. Anyway, here's a clip between Fauci and Rand Paul.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took 2 bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause." Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about. Okay, you get one person.
Read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's Dr. Fauci.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
Kudos to Rand Paul for getting under that little fraud's skin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every day I come on here and I prove to you that the Democrats are in disarray. Leftism is losing. And right now, you are witnessing it. I'm picking on Wu Flu right now and the mask mandates and stuff, but it's across the board. Facebook was the belle of the ball for the Democrats for a long time. Zuckerberg gets invited to everything. He is the chosen billionaire that they put everything behind. And now, 230's at risk? You think that that's inconvenient for Zuckerberg? That he's, quote, allowing misinformation to be on his platform? You know what they call misinformation? Anybody who says, I don't want to get the shot.
I believe that this shot is dangerous. I've looked at the evidence myself. If you don't follow the finger quotes, science, and the science is anything that leftists declare to be science, no matter how stupid it is, backed by anything but science, well, then you're in trouble. So now they're going after Zuckerberg, a guy who's got a platform that technically should have no regulation whatsoever. Your regulation on that platform should be, I don't need to listen to you, or I can block you, and that's it. But Zuckerberg doesn't do that because they want protection. Well, now that protection is backfiring because Zuckerberg's saying, who am I to tell people not to talk about the shot? Even though he's been instructed to do it, he realizes, and this is the problem that they're having right now, Zuckerberg realizes this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Trump took the shot. He developed the vaccine. And you know what he's also finding out? He's finding out that the majority of people who don't want this shot is his demographic. It's the demographic that all the people covet. That 18 to 49 minority, but certainly 18 to 49-year-old group of people that go, look, you haven't convinced me that I need to take this shot. And they got serious issues. And so CNN, being part of the disinformation and misinformation group, in the right hand of the Democratic Party, they chimed in. Brian Stelter, the guy who I played a clip earlier in the broadcast, or maybe another broadcast, I don't remember which, but it had to do with Michael Wolff calling this guy out, saying, you know what? You are the problem. You make things up. You set narratives. They're lies. And you present them as truth. You act as if you are the only purveyors of truth. And so here's Stelter. You're going to love this clip. Please pay attention to what he says. This will blow your mind.
The Biden White House calling out the misinformation machine, accusing Facebook of killing people by letting anti-vaccine lies linger on the platform. It reminded me of an old quote by a French philosopher, Paul Virilio, who taught that when you invent the ship, you invent the shipwreck. Here, let's put the quote on screen from one of his books. He wrote, to invent the train is to invent the train wreck. To invent the family automobile is to produce the pileup on the highway. So to invent Facebook is to invent what else? How would you describe the pileup that we are all in right now?
I'm going to interrupt here just a second to say, with that attitude, what would you invent? To invent the gun is to invent the gunshot, right? To invent the airplane is to invent the airplane wreck. And I could go on. What a stupid proposition. But that's what he builds it on. So Facebook builds a platform for you to get information out, which, by the way, has been completely corrupted because, as I mentioned earlier, there is nothing wrong with you saying whatever. And by the way, I don't have to like what you say. I don't even care if there's Aryan Nation guys spewing venom about white power or whatever. I don't have to pay attention. It doesn't have to hit my feed. Anyway, here's the rest of what Stelter goes on to say about the shipwreck.
Kara Swisher read that quote aloud at a book party we hosted for the authors of that new expose about Facebook called An Ugly Truth. The book is full of insights about Facebook's ugly underbelly. And, of course, some of that involves mis- and disinformation, including about vaccines. That's what the Biden administration is focusing on right now. It's not hard to find anti-vaccination propaganda on the platform. We took a look, and this is the result. If you just search the hashtag vaccines kill, you'll see it live on Facebook right now, and you'll see hundreds of posts, some of them sowing doubt about the vaccines, expressing not just skepticism or hesitancy, but hostility.
So if it goes against the grain, it's anti-vaccine propaganda. And if they don't like that you don't want to get something that you shouldn't have to get, in other words, if I don't want your shot, I shouldn't have to take it, well, then you're being hostile. You're being hostile. How dare you be hostile? See, that's what you're witnessing there is exactly why that guy Michael Wolff called out Brian Stelter and said, see, you are now the purveyor of truth. What does he know about this? Brian Stelter. He's being fed something by Fraudchi, and the NIH and CDC, and it's supposed to be all these people that care about us, right? Well, I would really like for them to tell me, one, the number of people who've actually gotten the vaccine, and do we actually have herd immunity, because I think we do. That would be number one. And then the second thing is, I would really like to, not the vaccine, gotten the virus. And then the second thing I'd like to know is, how many people have actually died from the vaccine? I want real data. That's what I want to know. Then I'd like to know how many people actually really died only from the Wu flu, the Kung flu. You think Brian Stelter knows any of those numbers? But he comes on here and he acts like he's the keeper of all information. And anybody that's against him, well, Facebook, look, I don't know what is planned for Facebook. This, to me, is a shot over the bow to Zuckerberg, not to us. How dare you let these anti-vaxxers, these people who have opinions of their own, who are very, I mean, and by the way, many of the people that are speaking out about this are doctors in virology, in immunology, and epidemiology. They know it cold, and they're being shut down. And Stelter wants you to believe that this is all just propaganda. Here's the rest of it.
Rejecting basic science and medicine. And as you look at that scroll, which we kind of blur because we don't want to show too much of that nonsense, you'll see faces like Tucker Carlson. You'll see Alex Jones of InfoWars. You'll see an entire ecosystem of this content. And that's, just take 1 minute before I'm going to bring in my guest, okay? That's why I'm a little uncomfortable with the obsession over Facebook as if it's the only source of misinformation and disinformation about vaccines. That's, you know, the Biden White House is focusing on right now. Facebook, the Surgeon General, came out with this warning focusing on social media platforms, including Facebook. But we have to recognize there are dozens of reasons for vaccine hostility. And Facebook is intensifying many of them because of, you know, the sense of community that forms there. When you look through that vaccines kill hashtag, it gets really sad. You see lonely people trying to connect with one another by sharing lies, forming community around those lies, enhancing each other's fears, but trying to make friends. The impact of this technology is so profound. It's something that Mark Zuckerberg couldn't have possibly imagined when he invented the ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I have to tell you, probably some of the most profoundly stupid stuff I've ever heard. If you said to me that a person who finds himself to be an intellect, a person of the stature of Stelter, you know, that would have a show and he would spew that kind of nonsense, I would tell you, they're not going to do a show like that. Producers wouldn't even allow a show like that to occur. And yet I heard it with my own eyes, my own ears. I saw it with my eyes. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. Why does he do that? Fox News. Got to get Tucker. Got to put him with Alex Jones, who, by the way, is not a conspiracy theorist because most of the things Alex says turn out to be true. But they want that. But I love how he tried to depict the people who are anti-vaxxers, as they call us. He says, Facebook intensifies this as if Facebook does nothing to intensify anything for me. I can read the CDC reports and go to all over the world looking at this information and say, I'm not getting a shot. But it was funny. He says, lonely people trying to connect with one another, enhancing each other's fears, trying to make friends. Let me tell you, he just described most leftists I know. They don't have any real friends. They stay in their circle for exactly the reasons that I told you. They don't have any real friends, and so they hate trying to get out of that mindless pit. You know what a better description? The cult of leftism. What Stelter is describing is exactly what leftists have to deal with every day when they are confronted with their, what would be their real choice? What do they really want to say? They're scared, and they should be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.